And I believe I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Eli.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, thank God. And how are you?
I am doing good. Everything is good, thank God.
Good, Baruch Hashem.
So there is a big event coming.
There is a big event coming, and there's a lot of, even in this week's parsha is a big event. But yes, the big event you're talking about is the Hanukkah menorah lighting at the Damon Shire Mall. In what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
1.5 weeks.
December 17th.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be in a new location in front of Sears. Actually, yesterday, the mayor just emailed the mayor, Drew Dilkins, that he is going to be there, and he's going to light the first candle.
That's
so, great. So that's going to be nice. We also have, we're making a big menorah. It's called the Peace Menorah. The menorah is going to be made from hundreds of tiles, and on the tiles are going to be written peace messages by hundreds of kids in school. I already dropped off over 300 tiles in different schools, public schools, excuse me, that are going to be making and writing peace messages. You know, this time of society and the world that we live in, peace, I believe, is we have to have that. So we're going to teach that to our children. So that is one of the things that they're going to be doing. Any kid that's going to come to the event is going to be able to make a dreidel fidget. Ilan, you know what a fidget spinner is?
Yes, I know.
So there you go. So the kids are going to be able to make a dreidel fidget. It's actually really, really cool.
That's
great. And it's going to be music and laughter and donuts. So December 17th, 4 o'clock at the Devonshire Mall in front of Sears, the new location in front of Sears. It's going to be exciting for the whole family. So I encourage everyone to make the effort. Come out, show the unity, show our pride as who we are, and the country that we live in, that we can be proud to practice our religion.
Yeah, we are lucky.
So that is in regards to Hanukkah. Now, this week's Torah portion is Parshas Vayishlach. Fascinating, because we see that in this week's Torah portion, it says that Jacob, our father, is now complete, is now whole. He returns back to Shechem, he returns back to where he left after he worked for 20 years by his uncle Laban, who he was. He tricked him and he lied to him and he stole from him.
Yeah.
And he gave Yaakov a very, very hard time. And it says that when Yaakov came back, he was complete, he was whole. So all the commentaries ask the question, what does that mean, he was whole? Obviously, he was whole. Yaakov was always whole. He was a holy person. He was a tzaddik. He was complete. He had now wives. He had now children. He had now animals. He had he accumulated an immense wealth. He was a very wealthy man. So why all of a sudden now did he say he was complete? There must be something in there that the Torah is trying to teach us that is a very important lesson to us, and which indeed there is a very important lesson that I find from this story. What do we see? Jacob is coming back with all his wealth, with all his riches, and so on and so forth, and he is now going to encounter his brother Esau,
yeah,
who wants to kill him, who hates him, stole his birthright, stole the blessing from his father, deceived him, he wanted to kill him. 20 years later, as he's returning back, he says, okay, maybe my brother calmed down a little bit. I don't know.
Maybe
he changed. I'm going to send to him animals and so on and so forth. And what does it say that his messengers that went there came back saying that he is coming with an army? So Yaakov sets up two different tents with people and so on and so forth, getting ready to wage war against his brother, not knowing that maybe his brother, after 20 years, is still enraged. And what do we see? Esau comes to him, runs towards him, gives him a hug, and gives him a kiss on his neck, as so to say that he's making up. He forgives him. if you realize at that period of time that Esau, even after so many years of burning inside him, realized that he finally sees his brother, realizes that this is something that he has to do, he has to change, and he forgives his brother. Then the Torah tells us Yaakov was complete. He had everything he needed, but he was not complete. In life, in our lives, in the day-to-day routine, we can have everything we need. We can have money. We can have family. We can have health. Everything can be good. But if there is one person that is upsetting me, one person I have done wrong to, one person that I cannot get along with, one person that I am, that I hate, and I cannot come to peace with that person, I am not complete. God wants that this world is a complete world. God wants that this world should be whole. Every single person should be there for each other, should love each other. Does that mean that I have to go and give hugs and kisses to everyone? No. Does that mean that I don't carry grudges, animosity, and so on and so forth on me? I think that is such an important lesson.
It's definitely
that we care about each other.
Yeah.
That we care about each other and we worry about each other. You know, last night, happened to just be, you know, coincidence, whatever you want to say. Last night, three doors down from me, the third house, there was a massive fire. People must have heard about it on the news.
Oh, yeah.
I just heard about it on the news. I was there. I was outside. I was watching. I was looking. I was there after the fire department came in because you could smell the terrible smoke. $175,000 worth of damage. Thank God no one was in the house. Everyone was safe. But the calls, the emails, the texts that I got this morning, I didn't even realize that was even on the news. That all of a sudden, are you okay? Did your house get smoke? Or do you need anything? I felt, wow, I felt this is incredible. Look at the community. Look at the love that there is between everyone. And thank God everything is okay. No one was there. We didn't stay in any smoke. And everyone was safe. So the house was damaged, but as long as no one was hurt. But that's what the message of the Parsha is that if we're not there for each other, we're not at peace with each other, we cannot be complete, we cannot be whole. And that speaks into, as we started off talking, about Hanukkah. So that is about reconciliation, about wholeness, about oneness. And that's the importance about peace. And I think that is a very important lesson that we can learn in our lives and apply to every daily part of our lives, whether it be in business, friendship, relationship, children, whatever it may be. Let's take that to heart and make ourselves whole and make the world a holier and better place.
God willing. Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom and great weekend and peaceful too.
You too.
And
happy what?
I said and peaceful, peaceful.
Oh, and peaceful too. I'm in the car in the
I
car,
know,
so,
I know.
You cut out for a second.
I know.
But even, you know what, Ilan, even though we're both busy and we both find time because we think that it's an important time, even though I'm in the car running, I will find those 10, 15 minutes to feel whole and speak on the radio. It gives me immense joy and pleasure to be able to talk with you on the radio, to keep up the good work.
Same here, same here. Thank you, I appreciate it. So, God willing, we'll talk.
Week of Shabbat Shalom.
And God willing, we'll talk next week.
God willing, be well.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.